Of course. So of course, normally he wants to go to the, even though he wants to go to the spiritual world, here on earth we want to do everything. Human beings want to do everything to be able to keep him alive. So this is also of course the filial piety of even the true children, that they wanted this to happen that way. So the meaning of the Sunghua, if we look at the, if we compare with Jesus, we can understand better. If we look at his last words, in John chapter 14, True Father, we could understand what True Father, in what kind of situation True Father was. As the second Adam's life and the third Adam's life were very similar. So me too, firstly, when I about True Father Sunghua, because he had said once that he would live until 117 years old, I could not believe that this Sunghua was happening. So then, sometimes he also said, I have to go quickly. So of course, even though he said 117, and he also said, even though he said he was going to live on 117, I'm sure many of the members as well thought that he will overcome this situation because of what he's got to do on the earth. But when we look at Jesus' last words, we can see that it's very similar. He said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." What about us? Because we are physical, we trouble, we have worries. When something happens, we are like, what is going to happen to the Unification Church? What's going to happen now? These are the kind of troubles we were in. Because we don't see spiritually. And then this is what True Father was in the same, Jesus was in the same situation and said that to his apostles. He said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am." So then Father, the reason why he left us, was so that when we go to the spiritual world, this road can be prepared for us to go. So believe me when I say that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. So I am in God. We've been a Trinity. God is in me. Please, if you believe this, then what can be scared? What can you be scared of? But because you don't believe, if you don't believe this, because you are human beings, then at least see the evidence of the miracles that is happening. At least believe that. Believe in the evidence of the miracles that are happening. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. So you, even up to now, you've believed at me and you followed me as a Messiah. Don't be shaken in your faith. Just see everything that we... Just do what I've been doing. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. So I will never leave you as orphans. I will come with you, to you. Aju?
Aju?
Aju? So this is a very spiritual. One day a member said, because he was the elder family was having a Sunghua, he was crying. So then again he said to his family, "Why are you crying?" He said to the family, "Why are you crying?" So When the father was alive, he was in Alaska. Then he was in Las Vegas. He was in Yosu with his life. When he was physical, if you wanted to meet true father, you had to go to those places every time. It would take you hours to get to those different places. But now, true father had Songhua, so he doesn't have any physical body. There's no space and time between him and us. So if I live with the God in my heart and I actually follow our true parents, then when I just pray, then he can just be there at any time. Why can't you send? Why can't you let the Father go in peace? We have to be able to feel the Father that is living with us. Aju? So before long, that was actually a revelation before Jesus died. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I leave, you all will also leave. So of course, people in the world only have physical eyes. They can only see physical things. But you, if you live spiritually, you can be able to see me anytime. Are you meeting him now? There are many people now that have met him, actually. Even me, I met him now. So when I was in Philippines and before I was doing my lecture there, my heart, I had a very kind of heart yearning for our true father. And it was, then all of a sudden I saw a picture of on a very cold winter day of true father. And then I entered that room and true father was lying down. And then he opened the door and said, "Come in." And then, I dreamt of a dream where true father was there, sleeping, hugging me. Do you know how warm that was? That's the kind of dream I had. So of course, we can meet true father that much now. So next. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I am in you. Our heart, if we actually live with the true Father as a Messiah, then we cannot, even if true Father is not in having a physical body, at least we can know that God is with us and we are with him. All of this I have spoken while still with you. That's before Jesus died. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. What does that mean? True Father, when he was leaving us, even in the Spirit, in the Bible, at that time, because Jesus had not made a family before he left, of course, people could only see him. Jesus could only come spiritually, but because the true Father has made a Trinity, has become one with our true Mother, here, this Holy Spirit is actually centered on true Mother, is actually represented in true Mother. So then, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is with you and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. Whatever I have said, she will make you, remind you of it, of everything. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not. Because why does he say that? Because true father when he had, whether he had a spirit, physical body or not, it was the same. So he said, because if you have spiritual eyes, you'll be able to make peace. You'll be able to be in peace. But because you don't have, I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Aju? You heard me say, I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If you loved me, you will be glad that I'm going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. That's it. Because we have the physical body, and if we look at our true father, when true father was living, when he was having Songhua, well, of course we were troubled in our hearts, but because if you have spiritual eyes, during true father Songhua, you would understand that it's not the end, but it's the beginning. You'll be happy. You should be happy.
Aju?
Next. That's John chapter 16. All this I have told you, so that you may go, you will not go astray. So that you don't go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue. People put you out of the... In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he's offering a service to God. Because you're watching physical eyes, you see, if you see the end of what happened after Songhua, that many things happen. Satan started making things so that you don't go to church, so that you don't want to do anything else, so that you be able to be troubled. I don't know if that happened to you.
Understand?
Do you understand?
Yes.
So that's the same thing that happened in Jesus' time. So that's why you can see clearly why this is really true father. It's very, now that we, because we, just the moment when everyone that is seeing true father physically instead of spiritually, then they can easily be killed in that way, you know. Sorry, I didn't understand. Yoshia.
Moyo?
UCI. UCI. Oh, sorry. The UCI. So, of course, you see, this kind of things will happen. They will do such things that you have not known the Father or me, because you saw things with your eyes, physical eyes. So when I've told you this, so that when the time comes, you will remember. That everyone that hates you, everyone that tempts you, this kind of things happen to you. If someone tempts you, then I have... So everything that I told you, you'll be warned. So these are the things Jesus said before he warned them. So that when something like this happened to you, when you get tempted, when you get troubled, you should be able to remember, that's what Jesus said during that time, that this would happen. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. I was living with you. So then I didn't tell you that. True Father as well was the same. He was living together with us. I have much more to say to you. More than you can know or you can now bear. What happened at that time? What happened after Jesus died? Many Christians became they started persecuting Jesus. They were dancing in front of his cross. They were persecuting him because of putting crowns on his on him. Many troubles happened, many pains. Jesus, before Jesus died, no one knew that this would happen. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, centered on True Mother, the truth. So when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. True Mother will not be speaking herself. It is True Father and God speaking through True Mother. And he will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. Aju? So that True Father has actually recorded all of this things to our True Mother. So it's the same thing that happened in Jesus' time is happening now in True Father's time. It's really strange. So what's something that's different from Jesus' time is that because Jesus did not have a family, he could not build a trinity. He came back as a spiritual body, but during this time, True Father has created a family and has made a trinity together with True Mother and can actually appear through True Mother. So all the persecution that happened, because of that, all persecution happened during Jesus' time because he didn't have a family. I tell you the truth, you will weep and moan while the world rejoices. You will grieve just because True Father died physically. Say, the world will be rejoicing. Look at the sect, the leader of the sect has died. They also saw Jesus' Christianity as a sect at that time. So of course now at the moment they're also seeing True Father as a sect. The world is rejoicing. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. Aju? So your grief will one day turn to joy. That will be the day, of course, when the heavenly nation will come about. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. So that's it. That's a resurrection. In the name of the Father. In the name of True Father. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive. And your joy will be complete. And your joy will be complete. Aju? I even said that it's just a happy voice. Don't take this ideologically. The joy will be complete. Even your up to now, it doesn't look like you are ready to be receive that joy. Your joy will be complete. What's happening here? You believe at last, Jesus answered. But at the time is coming and has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home. Also, when Jesus died, all the 12 people, all the 12 disciples just went to their own places. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. So I've told you these things so that you may have peace in this world. And you will, in this world you have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. This is what true Father up to now, if you see the different stages of victories that he has gone through, fighting Satan, he has actually overcome the world. He has overcome Satan. So with this faith, you also can go. You can start going forward. So this is as well, Jesus, what Jesus said. After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. That's like the final prayer of true Father. I will remain in the world no longer. But they are still in the world. The true parents, the true families are here in the world. And I'm coming to you, Holy Father. So the same, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. So then again, he's asking, so he wants, what he wants is that we as members become one. It's of course, it's not physical, it's becoming one spiritually. That all of them may be one, Father. Just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may come to believe that you have sent me. Please let we want the world, Heavenly Father, to know that you have sent me as the Messiah. So you might be shaken, but this is what he said. So John 18:19-30, he said, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. During Jesus' time, he said, it is finished. He just said one time, it's finished. But true Father said, start twice. It is finished, it is finished. So, because Jesus spiritually did everything spiritually, but true Father did both spiritually and physically. So then he said it twice. Arju? So everything is there. Everything is there for you to read and see in the Bible. So Songhua, this is a Songhua ceremony of Father. Please move this a bit quickly. This is a Japanese artist, a flower artist in Japan. We gave him an idea, and then he created it as a formation grows perfection. That's how he made this. It's really beautiful. That's the in all of history, no king, no president has ever had such a Songhua or this kind of thing. These are the second generations. Sweden 사람 나왔네요. You can see there was lines for people to go and see. So this is in North Korea as well. The very interesting thing is that the Cain world also were very saddened. The Cain world were very saddened by the Songhua of our true Father. So they gave a peace. They recognized him as the King of Peace. In South Korea they didn't do that, but look, in North Korea they actually recognized him as the King of Peace. Can you see that? I think the North and South Korean, North and South unification. Maybe once we actually teach the North Koreans, once they are restored, they might actually, once they are all restored, they might actually help South Korea to get unified. Arju? So look at that, there's so many people inside, outside, having on the stairs. This is true. This is true. Father coming in. This is true. Father and true mother one. This is a kind of a video that we made of them becoming one. These are the true children. The car. That is him leaving. There were so many people on the streets actually waving by, and this is the final. This is the final place where our true parents left, and then these are the true children praying. There were 194 nations, 680,000 people, but if we actually count, there were more than 860,000 people that were only in Cheongpyeong. There were only over 21,000, actually 215,000, sorry, the other one was 6 million or 8 million. Then in Hwanyeong, there was in Yosong, there was 180,000, and it kept going down. See. So this is the meanings of True Father Songhua. The first Adam, the original Adam, second Adam Jesus, third Adam True Father. Even in their life, this is very interesting. It's how there's so many similarities. The first Adam lived 933 years, and then and the first Adam lived 933 years, and his life was shortened after the fall. And then the true father was a true father was 33 years. Just like the last, you see the 933, the last numbers of the first Adam is 33. And then true father is the first two, 93. Can you see this similarity? So the first Adam, second Adam, third Adam, they are like one. They've completed both the physical and spiritual world. Can you see that? It's very, very interesting, amazing. So, when True Father, why did he then say that he would live until 117 years? There's a dual prophecy. Of course, he left earlier. But for physical people, people in the physical world, when they live 110 years, they sleep for 7 days, 7 hours. And then True Father, he lived 93 years, but he only slept 3 hours and a half a day, really. So, in reality, spiritually, the physical body is 93 years. So, of course, physically, he lived 93 years. Yes, but because of his life, and he saved his time in his life, spiritually, he's lived up to 117 years. So that is the kind of meaning it was. So of course, that is when we calculate 3 hours and a half a day. So this is True Father's numerical life and its significance. In 2012, so please let's listen. In 2012, the 12, let's lose the 12. 12 is formation. And then September 3, 9, 3, you can see, that's 12. So 93 plus 12 is completion. So formation, growth, completion. They are 12, 12, 12, yeah? You can see. So 9 times 3, 12. And the 9 plus 3, 12. So 1 plus 5 plus 4. He died at 54 minutes past 1. So then, of course, so 9 is actually the So that nine is actually direct dominion. Indirect dominion. Sorry, direct dominion. And then number 10 is the direct dominion. That's going to the spiritual world. If you see, this is the kind of numerical life in significance. He has the numbers of his passing. I'm just going to read again, Romans chapter 8. This speaks about the things and how we should live at this time in our life. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in the Christ Jesus. Those who are, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, the life, set free from the law of sin and death. So this is the law of the Bible, the law of the Holy Spirit, through Mother's law. This is how we should live. Then those who actually live on according to the sinful nature and their minds. So actually, are you living on a physical, are you living with the physical law or the spiritual law? Those who live spiritually, those who live physically, they have to eat and they have to dress their body. But those who live spiritually, what do? They have to, it's like true father and true mother. They have to base true father and God. They are living this life like true father, following true mother. So those who live according to the sinful nature have their mindset on what's the desires. So if we live centered on physically, then, but if we think now on God, if we think of God and the spiritual self, then we will experience a very interesting time. So the mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. So that's why, if we just think of things happening in the physical world and not happening of things in the spiritual world, if we only think about physical world, then we will get problems. We will get persecution because we only see the physical. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do. You who are controlled by the sinful nature of the Spirit and the Spirit lives in you, then it doesn't. The Spirit of the Christ is not in you, because and the Spirit is in Him who is raised, Jesus, who's from the dead. So true Father's. If we don't live with the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that has come about into true Mother, but as a true Father and true and God in true Mother, then we are not true. We are not true families. So you have to live according to the spiritual world. This is a very very interesting speeches that you have to see. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation but it is not to be. Of course, we should not. We have an obligation, but it's not of sinful nature to live according to it. So, if you live on the sinful nature, then you will die. But if you live according to the heavenly law, then you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the Son of God. So because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Sons of God. For you did not receive the Spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship and by the cry. Things Satan's world. Satan's spirit, physical Lucifer's spirit, is in us. If we have received if we receive the Holy Spirit of Jesus, then it'll be different. Because we have now come into an era where we can receive the spiritual, the Holy Spirit of a true children, of true mother, and then we can call Father, Appa. We can cry to Him, Father, because in the position of direct children of God, then we can call God Father. The Spirit Himself testify with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, we are the children of God. If we are the children, then we are the heirs of God, and the co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. If we have to become children of God, God receive in pain, and then as well, true Father is in sufferings, we also just need to receive the same. And then, of course, we can become children of God. I consider that our present suffering are not worth. The sufferings now are things that will happen in the you will not be able to see what will happen in the future, because something good will happen in the future. So the sufferings that are happening now, don't think about it. If you keep showing me the time, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to stop? Yeah, that's it. I'll just do 10 minutes. So this is the repentance of absolute faith before and after. So before the resurrection, there was external interest. They had they were location based. They were self-centered. Their old habits and mindset, they had all that. So they saw the Messiah as a political Messiah, and they were just looking at the miracles and works. That's what was happening. But after the resurrection, there was, even though the Jesus had come, and they realized then that He was the Son of God, so they repented. Then with the Holy Spirit, they had Pentecost. They were interested in the essence. They were centered on heaven. They had absolute faith and belief. They understood salvation and conviction in Messiah. And the disciples could carry out miracles themselves. And there was a revival. For 3 years, in the Milano time, even though the Christianity was receiving a lot of persecution, they were being persecuted. They continued. For 330 years, they continued in faith. And then something interesting happened. Okay, it's not going to be 330 years for us. Because true Father has already completed a lot. So I think it will take at most 50 years. So, of course, I'm saying that some people here that will also see this happening. Are you? This is something, this is, I will show you tomorrow. It's not what I am saying, it's actually a revelation. So then, of course, you can see people had repentance. They started repenting just like in the Sunhua. They were overcoming persecution and opposition. Before, in the past, they could not say publicly that Jesus was the Messiah. They were not able to confess that because they were being seen as a sect. So they did not have any confidence in saying that Jesus is the Messiah. But after Jesus went away and came back after the resurrection, even if they were being persecuted, they were doing their witnessing. They had conviction in the Savior as the Messiah. They went beyond this and miracles and works. The miracles did happen. So in Rome, that's why you could see Christianity went through the whole world. In Roman, it became a state religion. During the Jews' time, Jesus and the Jews became one with Israel. What is this? Why are you cutting? So there was no they did not become one in the before. So, but after Jesus resurrected, the Constantinople, he received Christianity, and then the Romans got the religion of Christianity, and they went through the whole world. And now it's the whole world. If you look at this picture, this is something drawn in a Christian church. This is like Cheongjong-gu. Cheongjong-gu is a Cheongjong Palace. Is a bit like that, and this is exactly someone that drew it spiritually. It's something Christian about the resurrection. In conclusion, during the foundation day, what will happen? So then of God, God uses the body of... let's read this together. One. God uses the body of Adam and Eve. God meets and marries Jesus. I'm sorry. Eve. God multiplies his direct children and perfects the heavenly family. Through the expansion of the heavenly family, the heavenly nation is created. Oh my God. So it's basically the expansion of a heavenly family based on the model family that has been created. So true father, after this proclamation, he said, things, the standard of life will be one tradition, one lineage, and one resemblance. So the life of the era after the coming of heaven, everything will change. It will be a time where we will change. So what is the mission of the blessed families till Foundation Day? So it's completion of restoration and rebirth in the position of others. It's basically being able to hear God's voice to eliminate self-awareness and erase its cause. So then, it's basically eliminating the cause of self-awareness in the spirit world. And as well, because we have to free the physical world on earth, we have to be able to do our tribal messiahship. And then again, we have to be able to be the kind of children that we can be able to hear only God's voice. So then I want you to, you can read more about this in the autobiography. So these are the 12 families. So witness 12 families and bless 3 families. So what is then the day of... go to the next page. Let's read this together. One. We just preserve the... humankind who have become the Trinity with God through origin, division, union, action. We are the direct children of God. We are the blessed families of God. God dwells within me. I will follow God's command. With this kind of attitude, we should live. I'll finish my lecture here today. And I just want to say that the True Father Sanghua is not the end. True Father Sanghua was not the end. It was just the start. And we can be able to make our own start our own position now. This is the hope that we should have. So also Swedenborg, you know Swedenborg, you received all the spiritual things from here, and then he went, he also received even the spiritual world, didn't he? So then true father as well, you can meet, you should be able to meet the true father spiritually. So, having doing a lecture in a very short time, it's a very difficult for you, but it's also difficult for me. So, of course, please look at the video that I have, and then you'll be able to understand more completely. Thank you very much. I'll pray. Most lovely Father, today we had in this very position, Heavenly Father, we could be here and together with our true Father, to be able to be here with the Swedish members, Heavenly Father, and then I know that you want, Heavenly Father, to be able to be with them every time and move with them every time. Heavenly Father, here you want to be able to enter our true blessed families. You want to be able to create a model family in our blessed families. When you have this kind of heart, Heavenly Father, as a parent, you want to be able to take care of your children, Heavenly Father. Now, Heavenly Father, with the thought of our true Father that has gone the way of Sun Hua, we know, Heavenly Father, that when he was here on earth, we could not actually completely serve him, Heavenly Father. Now that he has gone to the spiritual world, we, Heavenly Father, here on earth, we please help us, Heavenly Father, that we can be able to be victorious with our lives, Heavenly Father. Father, we want to be able to meet you in the spiritual world, in happiness and joy, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being with us at this time. In my name, Aju.
Ja, den ideologiska biten för mig och som Albin, jag tror vi är med också. Många som inte vill.